This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, July 30, 2021, and these are the headlines. The Task Force on COVID-19 reported that of the 16 close contacts of the first case of Delta variant in the city, 3 were found positive of the variant. Dr. Michelle Schlosser, Task Force spokesperson, said all those who tested positive were infected at the workplace in the first case. However, Schlosser theorized that the first case was not the index case or the case that caused the infection, as the sample was just among those sent for genome sequencing. In business, the International Monetary Fund is keeping its 5.4% growth forecast for the Philippine economy for 2021, but is on the lookout for the economic impact of new variants of the coronavirus disease 2019. IMF Resident Representative to the Philippines, Yong Zheng Yang, said there is no revision on the growth forecast for the country based on the World Economic Outlook update released on July 27. Its growth projection for the Philippines for this year is below the government's 6% to 7% target band, while the 2022 forecast is the lower end of 7 to 9% target set by economic managers. In sports, another boxer in Yumir Felix Marcial has booked a ticket to the Olympic quarterfinals in the 69 to 75 kilogram after the referee stopped Algerian Yunis Nemouchi in the first round. Marcial, who hails from Zamboanga City, like gold medalist Hailin Diaz, battered the Algerian with a barrage of combinations that led to a knockout count in the middle of the first round. It also prompted the fight physician to check on the Algerian twice. The last one prompted the referee to stop the fight as the Algerian suffered several bruises on the face. If he wins in the next fight, Marcial, like Nesty Petesio, will also be assured of a medal. You're listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com. This is John Libelos for the headlines.